Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik. Your co-host, Ghetto G, joins very shortly, a little bit later on. He doesn't come in late. It's all good. You know, lately, and even though Ghetto G is not too fond of it, but you know what? Shit. You know, the fact, you know, finally I'm part Irish. You know, I've been diving into my roots. You know, learning more about the heritage, more about the culture. You know, and honestly, the music is amazing. There's so many, you know, Irish bands out there that are just absolutely amazing, like Flogging Molly, Dropkick Murphys. You know, these guys are so amazing, you know, and they're enriched with the culture, the heritage, you know. And, yes, you know, I've been diving into it. You know, I've been uploading tracks by bands like the Tossers, the High Kings, Young Dubliners. You know, just trying to, you know, throw a little bit, something different for y'all, you know, to see that way, for those who don't know about much of Irish music or, you know, the culture or the heritage. You know, y'all get a little taste of what it's about. It's like, you know, with me and myself, I'm still learning more about it. Because, unfortunately, you know, Irish poets on my dad's side, and I don't really talk to him much. So, you know, I've been kind of learning about it on my own. But here we go with the Blackguards. Most people might actually recognize the song because of the fact it was used in Viva La Bam. This is Blackguards with Drunken Sailor.
Sailor, what shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Hey, hold up, she rises. Hey, hold up, she rises. Hey, hold up, she rises early in the morning. What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? In the morning. What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Shave his balls with a rusty razor. Shave his balls with a rusty razor. Shave his balls with a rusty razor. What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Y'all, be back up next. Damage Plan. Fuck you.
No way.
right, y'all, here we go with Ghetto G, Dragon the Wicked One, and Luna, Dogface Bitch.
Run from the ugly bitch.
Bitch comes out again.
Dogface bitch, just lay me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. When I think of that, you can't have my baby. Dogface bitch, just lay me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. When I think of that, you can't have my baby.
Jokin' so vicious and venomous like a cobra. Why you straight trippin'? I don't even know ya. Looking good from behind, girl, you are about your mind. If I'ma hit, you need a bag up on your face, bitch. After we done, you get the hell up out my place.
Get out.
Cause the sight of you is just fucking vile. Thinking I want you, you just in denial. You got a face that makes little kids cry. I'd rather for pastry, it's like an American pie.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about dating after the first day.
What the fuck?
I think you know what to say, you will never be.
Never.
My superstar, you're an ugly ass hooker, wreck the local bar. Nasty as hell, it ain't my fault. You stuck with it for life, like it wasn't cold. I mean, look at what you do. Maybe that's why no one wants you.
Yeah. Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. When I think of that, you can't have my baby. Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. When I think of that, you can't have my baby.
She's a psycho chick, cleaning for the dick like it's a crack kid. It's a habit you gotta kick, bitch. You ain't getting this dick. Open your legs like a trick. You ain't even good enough to suck this dick, groupie ass bitch. Keep testing, you end up in the ditch. Then you fetch a sit, you bet you got STDs and shit. Your pussy lips will probably eat my dick. Better stay the hell away from it. I wanna hit it with a 10-foot stick. They call you Toxic Panda cause you got every disease on the man in ya. You wanna be a fan, huh? Quit looking like a man, hun. Close your legs, listen to homie Hoppers one day. That explains everything. Bitches like you are lame. Trying to get a rich dick so you can get the fame. Tipping your way to the top of the chain. Suck to be, you ain't got no fame. I'm at the bottom of the food chain. No money for your trick, no car for you to ride in. No house for you to hide in. True curse, commit suicide, man.
Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. With a face like that, you can't have my baby. Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. With a face like that, you can't have my baby.
Bitch, leave these homies alone. You're just an internet hoe. Don't you fucking get it? Dog face bitch, that'd be you. You really must not have a clue. I don't even know you yet, here I am. Holding it down for the homies because I can. Giving them love cause I'm a real juggalette. I hear you're just a fake ass ninja. Making the rest of us look that bad. You're lucky I don't go and beat your ass. But you're just not worth my time. Leave these ninjas alone and you'll be just fine.
Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. With a face like that, you can't have my baby. Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be our friend. With a face like that, you can't have my baby.
Dogface bitch, just leave me alone. Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone.
Don't mean you get to be all crazy. With a face like that, you can't have my baby.
Dogface bitch, just leave me alone.
Your face looks like it's been beat with a stone. Don't mean you get to be all crazy. With a face like that, you can't have my baby.
Talk to Pam.
All right, yo, check it out. Up next, Mr. Toxic, Fade Away. And make sure once it's dropped, once it's released, think of his new album, Murky Waters. Y'all, here we go.
Yo, this dude got his face painted.
Yo, this dude's got a contact.
Yeah, man, that shit, that nigga's wearing a mask.
He's got horns on his head.
He looks like the devil.
I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I'm killing them with that toxic shit when I spit real quick, when I spit real sick. I don't give a shit about it like I just wanna grab a mic and buzz. Seeing it all makes me disgust. Did I bust? Did my nuts? Did I trust? Did my stomach get in that fun? Every now and then I like to grab a Heineken and break out the rum and gin and just watch these bitches go ahead and fade away. They looking at me like I'm prey. I'm the predator, bitch, so go ahead and talk shit and slowly fade away. I'm in the limelight, I'm in my prime, right? Everyone around me needs to go ahead and get the time right. I stay out in the night cause I cannot see in the day. I'm awake in the night cause I don't be seeing the way. So I just think if another person wants to put me down, then I'ma make it my priority to make them frown. Then I down them and clown them and have my crew surround them and town them. Show them who they working for and show them who they twerking for. Anybody that I pick could take your place, go work the door. I hate to sound like I'm a little upset, but with these bitches paying for shows, I can't even pick what's next. And for the people out there that want to see me gone, remember I'm the one that's here and sitting on my throne. I'm looking down on you bitches, I frown upon all you bitches. So the next person in line can sit down and slowly fade away. Y'all fucking fade away, y'all bitches fucking fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away. Everybody looking deep, looks like I shook them deep. Feel like you rap fast when a mohawk took them by surprise. You can really see it when you look in a demon's eyes. I cannot shake it deep, but she can shake it deep. But you are listening to the creme de la creme. Look into my history and you will see that's what I am. And I will do just what I can so I can prove that I am the shit like them. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories, and I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away.
I am next, Psychopathic Cypher 3.
Well, DJ Clay came with a dope track to roll with. Underground like Anna Nicole Smith. Big J, Duke of the Darkness. Turn the best rapper alive into a carcass. A mic in my hand is like a pipe bomb. Sweeter than coconut pie. Right, Mom, J-U-double-G-A to the low. Let your nuts hang straight to the flow. Yes. I like fat on my chick ass, poundage, that make my dick splash, 17 or 71, I got dick for everyone, fuck fear, suck right here, dick in your nose hole, nuts in your ear, rape your face like a warlock wildin', wear your panties to your funeral smiling, sick seriously, furious, homeless and alone, luxurious, lampin', back alleyway camping, ragging, gang tagging, stamping. I'm the Joker, Ned and Hole Poker, Blunt Toker, Punk Smoker, Throat Choker, Life Croaker, Grape Fago, Soda Bass Soaker. Squeeze my nose and your head explodes with bionic elbows like Dusty Rhodes. I fuck old fat hoes and they crusty foes and peel homeless hoes out they musty clothes.
too cool for school, lick my family jewels. I'm hungry, bitch, starving, I need this. 9 whoppers in a shake, couldn't feed this. Clones, we've been there and done that rhymes. Y'all already said that, how many times? It's Groundhog Day, for groundhog years. 2 sticks of dynamite, fucking my ears. Dayton family, Boondocks, ABK. Somebody take me away. Clay, Twisted, Hutch, B-L-A-Z-E. The hatchet is the place to be.
Never faded, appreciate every time I look in the crowd and they're reciting all of our rhymes that we kick. Call it holiday, more free shit from Twisted, blasting the microphone with free spit. The style is linguistic, verbal and sadistic. Well, bitch, motherfuckers need purses and lipstick. We sick to the finish and bring you everything you need. We the best, these bitches ain't even in our fucking league. I'm an MVP when it comes to flows. Hope you brought your umbrella, I'm finna rain on you hoes. Not bent like an elbow, I'm folded like a crease. I'm drunk off the Grey Goose and pineapple peach. To the ones that ride and stay down with what we do, to the rest I'm like a bus driver taking them back to school. Pack a lunch, all you punks, I'm out the trunk like speakers. And the ears are hot to death and my words are heat seekers.
Eat them up. Eat them up. Eat them up.
This is the psychopathic public service announcement. I eat up suckers down to the last ounce. And when it comes to lyrical murder, and that's me. Believe you in the presence of a true rider. Rest in peace. Yeah, I think one of too many gangsters in the streets is too much hate, frustration, and bitches and heat. Beef, I get it every motherfucking day of the week. And if I have to pull a heat, I hold. God rest your soul. Psychopathic assassin smashing on all you non-believers, groupies and dick teasers. I don't ever pause for a second. I stay heavy. I'm from the west where they dip Chevys and stay ready, biatch.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
You know I'm low down and dirty and married to the game. I was raised on the streets of drive-bys and carjacking. You packing, better be covered in Teflon. You don't have a clue about the arsenal I sit on. Mossberg spitting, 12 gauge sitting in my left hand, blinking. You sinking like quicksand. Blaze is the name, ain't a damn thing changed. But the time on the watch, 2012, they say it stops. And I'm only getting started, no room for half-hearted on my team. Cavities, I clear them out like Listerine. Your lips blistering, how they react to the slap. Swelling up like collagen, too much for CarMax. I'm an old school fool with a new school style. Tried and true and guaranteed to make it go wild. Rick Grimes, end times, unload the nine. The world dies like Gloria Gaynor, but I'll survive.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
I'm just a killer from the east, baby, check my stats. The only native representing with these warrior raps. Got a heart that bleeds courage and I can't be stopped. Guess I'm the cream of the crop, somebody give me my props. This is murder mint music, so I'm killing them fools. Breaking all of their rules, it's time to send them to school. I'm just a painted up freak and I'm not alone. The scent of the underground be my hatchet cologne. When you see us, bet you wanna be us. If you ain't representing psychopathic, then you might as well just be dust. Ashes to ashes and laid to rest. To all the artists out there who ain't showing respect, motherfucker, if you willing, try and stop our shine. Guarantee you at the end you'll be falling behind. Here go a hot 16, a straight telling the truth. Now rewrite your rap book and lock yourself in the booth, bitch.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
I'm a bad dreams nightmare, and I'm everywhere like the internet, homie. And you're just aggravating like spyware. I put a knife through your eyewear, and that'll leave you blind, but still alive, so you always know that I'm out there. You ain't a monster or a beast, you're just another neck that I chuck with a lighter leash. And I'ma keep growing like disease in the streets, and run rampant with a passion that'll bring you fucking leeches to your knees. Bitch, please, I don't apologize for none. Talk shit, get dealt with. I'll bring the fucking sun up out the sky just to light weed and melt shit. From a whole different dimension and no intervention can help this. We ain't the ones that you mess with, cause we can flip it up like a coin in your headless. Tail between your legs like a bitch and she pregnant. The psychopathic fam in this bitch, also next slit, next shit.
Eat 'em up. 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 Eat 'em up.
Some folks call me Joey, but most call me Shags. Fuck skinny jeans, it's 42s in my shopping bags. And my waist ain't nothing but a 32, which leaves plenty of room for my 20 deuce. Plus rocking plain 3X tall tees, and that's weighing in, sucking wet a buck 70. Not to mention the rocks up in my shoe soles, but not for skipping, for flipping to them fiending hoes. Fuck the Adams, my family be juggalos. And if we was a movie, the thing would be my role, cause my hands be doing things my brains can't control, like choking our necks and banging random netting holes. My psychopathic homies, we like stealth bombers doing damage across the countries undetected by your radars. The one buck one, boom, hit you with a nuke. Get the underground rowdy, make the surface dwellers puke. Suits on the outside, but mad tatted skin, or nothing but joker cars, bitch, that's our kin. Infiltrate from the outside, working ways in. Happy smiley faces, opposite of terrorism. They gave us 1,000 ways to die, we chose one. We got 1,000 ways to get funds. See it our way, or you best to fucking run. Bet 1,000 FBI agents got juggalo sons, about to follow in their footsteps and be cops. So we taking over like it or not. Too full on generations, working on three. Indestructible Trump on this ever-growing family tree. Barely making loot on the shit you hear and see. Still breaking new grounds, and we 20 years deep, yet we still getting younger. Ain't that something? The clowns ripped off by Benjamin Button.
And we are back. What up, Ghetto?
What's going on?
How much? Staring at this cosplay trick with some nice titties.
Big, hard nipples, huh?
And she probably just has some big, hard nipples. I invited you to her page.
Of course you did.
Her name is Master Emily Chief.
So what is she, a dominatrix Indian?
I don't know, but she looks hot.
Well, you said Master and Chief all in the same name here.
Well, it's possible. But either way, she looks good. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's exciting.
Trying to decide if I want to download this album or not.
And what album is that?
The Bollocks.
What?
The Bollocks.
Man, it sounds like a drug or something.
I played it for yesterday, the Terra Lou track.
Oh. That song, I had no idea what they were saying. Yeah, that song, of course.
Terra Lou was Irish for goodbye. And if you ever have a problem with people on Facebook or in the real world, just tell them Pog Mol Hun.
Yeah, I'll be sure to remember that.
It's Irish, well, it's Gaelic actually, for kiss my arse.
Well, for us Americans, that's ass.
But I don't know the book for the. Well, it's about damn time, AMB.
Oh yeah, what's their big news besides that they're on a few shows?
The new album, the Garcia Brothers, finally drops March 25th.
What, did everybody decide that they were going to do something in March?
I guess so.
Because everybody is doing something in March, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing.
Well,
you're putting something out in March. Why is Juggalo Rider Radio not putting something out in March?
That'd be good. We just got to find a shitload of Irish artists.
What the fuck is that going to do?
Well, March 17th is St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So we could put a St. Patrick's Day mixtape out.
No, you've never put one out for that holiday.
Exactly. Now, the only person that's not doing anything for March would be Chanel, because I deleted her ass off the soundboard.
What about Chanel?
I deleted her off the soundboard.
Well, that's not very nice. She still makes good music. She's just signed with the worst people in the world.
Exactly. Which is why I deleted her. You can make good music all you want, but the minute you sign to a fucking horrible label, fuck out of here. I mean, why the fuck would you want to sign the CS or artist and, well, not the CS labels? Like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
Who the hell knows?
Are you signing with fucking Young Money, bitch? Get your head right.
Oh, I thought you were about to play that Tech Nine song.
What, get your head right?
Yeah.
But I don't even know if you had that up on the soundboard.
Even though that's like a sex song, but anyway.
Why would you think we have it on the soundboard?
I don't know.
You got rock your head.
You said that like you were about to play that song.
Yeah, no, we don't even have it up on the soundboard.
Well, damn. You should probably get that song.
Probably should. Maybe I might upload some motherfucking, Flogging Molly and drop Murphy's.
Well, I'm good on that. But you can put that Tech Nine song on.
I gotta find it on my fucking computer. So I know I got a little tech that up on you. I don't know if I got that. Let's see, you got Ted Nugent, come and get it.
Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
Fuck Nugent. Like, anybody gives a fuck.
Careful, man, he might shoot you. He's a crazy motherfucker.
Well, I guess ICP better watch out then. Many years already. Nothing's happened to them. I think they're safe. Seems to be excited that the gathering is going to be in Ohio this year. So, will that be the final location? Who knows?
Yeah. I think it's why people are excited to be in Ohio. Like, you know, this is the first time it's been in Ohio before.
Well, I'm saying since you don't have to go across the fucking world to get to the gathering. Yeah, a lot more people were over on this side.
Well, apparently they're still doing a show in Australia, too, but,
what the fuck's that going to do with anything? That's not what I'm talking about.
We said halfway across the world.
I'm talking, like, the West Coast, all right? That's across the fucking world. Midwest, whatever the fuck you want to say. But as for the Australia one, that's a whole nother gathering type thing.
Yeah, that's specifically just for the Australians.
Yeah, for the people that can't make it over here.
I think ICP should do a gathering in Ireland.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Well, why not?
Because there's no point.
Hey, if it was an island, I'd go.
They're clowns, not leprechauns.
Exactly. They're clowns, not kangaroos. So why the fuck are they going to Australia for?
Did you just really compare them to kangaroos?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That seems fair, right?
Okay, fine. They're not Crocodile Dundee, or what the fuck, whatever his damn name was. The Crocodile Hunter.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
But how funny would it be, like, if they just started fucking doing their fucking shit, like, in Australian, like, with the Australian accent and shit?
I would love for them to start doing that.
They could piss off all the Australians at the same time.
Well, I think they'd rather enjoy it.
They probably would.
Except for the, you know, few that would just get upset about it no matter what it was.
Yeah. Like, all you want to chat. But when this one chick said it, actually, how many people would want to see her show her titties? Fucking people got down her real quick.
I saw that, man. It's like, read first comment. Someone wanted to read the first comment. And there was some dude like, yeah, or some shit. And she's like, not every girl will show you her boobs. So what was this status really going to prove here? And then the next comments after that were all disappointed females.
Yeah, right.
So what was the point of the status again?
Yeah, right.
Just so you could have everybody hit you up like, yeah, let's see some boobs, so you could just shut them down. So you could feel inferior to the internet world.
I think it's funny how this chick, Fally Katie Vanchick, goes, should a 14-year-old be called a hoe?
Yes. That goes out to that video that Kid Calico posted of this young-ass girl with a song, something like, all I want to do is fuck or something while she's humping a teddy bear. Yes, 14-year-old girls should be called hoes and whores.
Yeah, well, some dumbass commenter saying 14 is too young to be a hoe.
Okay. Why is there pregnant 16-year-old girls then, man? What do you call them? Inspiration? They're the type of people that are used for examples in health class, showing you that you should wear condoms.
But this way, I like, God, there's so many people saying no.
That's because they're all 14.
But wait, it's funny because this dude Benny D. Beasley Brown goes, if you're doing whole activities with whole tendencies.
Well, thank you, Ludacris. We do.
You know what? Just for her.
Man, we need a better version of that song. Find a better version of that song.
Yeah, we definitely need a better version of that.
Because we got the video version of it, so it got stupid sound effects in the back of it the whole time.
Yeah. I'll find some better version soon here.
Well, I mean, if you want to play that song, you should probably play a better version.
I thought I had a better version. Oh, yeah, that's where I had the better version before, and then my fucking hard drive crashed on me, and then I had to get rebooted.
Because it's a... Oh!
Let's see what I can find. Now, what album was that off of again from Ludacris?
Word of Mouth, maybe? No. Maybe his first CD. Southern Hospitality, maybe.
Find out. Oh, the Ludacris you don't want.
I fucking forget, man. It was a long time ago.
Oh, it's definitely not on Word of Mouth.
All right, then the first CD.
Only thing on there is Ho-Ware.
Ho-Ware? Yeah. made for the teenagers nowadays. Brought to you by your parents.
There we go. And by all the sexes, you got a track. I'm just going to call it Hey Ho.
I don't know. I didn't really like that CD.
Theater of the Mind? No.
Although on that CD, you had Nicki Minaj on there, you know, just first coming out or whatever. That verse she did on there was actually pretty decent. But then anything after that point was just shit.
Well, yeah. It's off of, okay, I found it's on Incognito.
The fuck? I don't even remember that CD name. So which album would that be then?
That would be... Found out. Okay, it's Back for the First Time, but
yeah, there we go. That sounds more like it.
It also went by the name of the title of Incognito.
I see.
Open directory. Open studio.
Sesame.
Man, she was a Sesame man. Do you know Donald Duck has his own orange juice now?
What is that gonna do with Sesame?
And Sesame Street has its own cereal.
Okay, that's more relevant. than Donald Duck. But Donald Duck has had his own horseshoes for the longest fucking time.
Man, I just now started seeing it at work.
Well, damn, you guys are far behind.
It's funny because I've seen the fucking Sesame Street one way too many damn times.
But those two don't go together. Donald Duck and Sesame Street don't go together, man.
I'm just saying, man. Fucking Sesame Street has its own series called C is for Cereal.
Speaking of cereal, I just had a conversation with, I think, Dora's mother on her status earlier.
Dora Explorer?
Close enough, yeah. Dora, you know, Dora they used to call here.
Oh, yeah, the one that got lost and confused.
Sure.
What ever happened to her?
But I don't know. I apparently had a conversation with, I guess, her mother or something, I'm guessing. On her picture of her cereal bowl of Dora the Explorer, and I said, "You're out of cereal." And then this lady said, "No, I got plenty of something here." I was like, "What kind you got?" She's like, "Corn flakes." I was like, "You got any Frosted Flakes? They're great." and she named all these other types of brands, whatever. She's like, "Are you out of food?" I'm like, no, I'm just homeless with free Wi-Fi under my bridge by McDonald's. I don't think she was catching on. Then all of a sudden she's like, "Call your sister." I was like, "Why?" She's in the next room. And then Dora chimes in like, "Laugh all up."
But here
we go.
Who
the hell knows? Who knows who that lady thought I was?
But here we go. Just for that 14-year-old ho.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Use a ho.
Oh.
Use
a
ho. Use a ho. I said that use a ho.
Oh.
Use a ho.
With whole tendencies, hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With whole energies to do what you do, blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professing it like DJ Clue, pulling on my coattail. And why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoe zone layer. Come on player, once a hoe always. And hoes never close, they open like hallways. So here's a hoe take for your whole hoe crew. And everybody wants some, cause hoes gotta eat too. Hoes don't act right. It's hoes on a mission and it's hoes on a crack pipe. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? Probably doing ho stuff, cause there you ho again. It's a whole wide world that we living in. Feline, feminine, fantastical women. Not all, just some. You ho who you are. It's hoes in the room, it's hoes in the car. It's hoes on stage, it's hoes by the bar. Hoes by near, but hoes by far. Ho.
But can I get a ride?
No.
Come on, nigga, why?
Sucking down chocolate like daddy-o's. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing off hoes in the business. I see the hoe rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a hoe wasted with ugly chick faces. But hoes don't feel so sad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You the hoe.
You the hoe. I said that you the hoe.
Motherfucker, I ain't no hoe.
You the hoe.
Oh.
was a motherfucking hoe, nigga. I wasn't no hoe last night.
Hoe, bring your ass.
Okay, hold on.
And we're back. Let's see. But I just get straight off this entire fucking comes about hoes went off the fucking deep end. If the 4-year-old is a hoe, she's a hoe. Brittany O'Connor goes, well, yeah.
Well, thank you for pointing out the obvious.
Brittany O'Connor goes, if she's a hoe, she should be called a hoe. My little sister was a hoe at 14. Shit, she's a hoe now.
See. Once a hoe, always.
And this dude Kane, whatever the fuck his last name, goes, well, have you ever had a boyfriend and broke up with him and went out with another guy?
The fuck is that gonna prove?
Apparently that's her. That's a hoe.
Alright.
I just think it's 40.
But who is the 14-year-old that they are referring to themselves?
Yeah, themselves.
Is that really what it's about?
Yeah.
Well, them bitch, you a hoe.
She goes, but I ain't a hoe. I'm still a virgin.
What? And what is this conversation about?
Yeah, right.
God damn it, man! Can't you people make sense? I'll show you my boobs. Just kidding. Is a 14-year-old a hoe? I've never had sex. What the hell are we doing?
Oh, man.
Anything in there that makes sense? Anything? Anything at all?
Oh, now she definitely might be a hoe because she's a swag master in training.
No, you're not a hoe. You're just a moron.
Oh, man. Boy. I ain't a hoe. I'm still a virgin. So that why the fuck you posted up something saying, is it okay to call a 14-year-old a hoe? And you're still a fucking virgin, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows these motherfuckers.
I mean, if you don't have anything to say, then you probably shouldn't say anything. Why you gotta post stupid shit like that?
Yeah, right.
You know, kind of like that video I shared of that black dude trying to rap.
Yeah.
And all he said was his name and where he was from like 50 times. Then he said, I'm 16 now and next year I'll be, what? Huh? Remix.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Next year I'll be 17. Took them forever to figure out what came after 16.
But I gotta find this shit.
Yeah, man, it was ridiculous.
It's a black dude, too.
And then Chill commented on it, talking about, you know, these people out in Denver.
Every day. I'm Billy Tyson. I'm from North Carolina, Twin City, Minnesota. That's where I'm from. And I've been back. I put it on for my city life, and ain't nothing. Philly did the same. They call me Billy Tyson. I'm from the North Side. Minnesota, that's where I'm from. I ain't gonna say that I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from North of Zone, Twin City, that's where I'm from. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from North of Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from North of Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. I'm a ball player. I was born to be a ball player. I was born to be a football player. That's why I've been doing like athletic. I'm a sports, my brother named Tony Jr. He's a football player, run four tracks. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm a ball player. I'm ain't gonna lie. Hit me up, my album's coming out real soon. Hit me up. And I'm sweet 16. Right now I'm 16. And then next year I'll be what? Yep, yeah, yep. And then I will be like remix. 17 all day. I will be 17 next year. Sweet 17 all day.
What the fuck?
Can't even count, man.
And then Ashley Joy goes, I think we should kill it with fire.
Yeah, see that, man? Random ass people showing up when you poach stupid shit like that.
Yeah, but your comment's better. I think he'd kill himself if he was left alone.
Like, for real, man, that dude gotta be dumb as shit. But then, like, dude at the bottom, man, he actually says that he's well known on YouTube. Is he really? Like, what? Like, you should search him on YouTube and see if you can find something else by this guy.
Oh, shit. Well known on YouTube, my ass, bitch. But shit, something like that, all 30 times.
Like, I mean, if you got something like that posted, and then you're well known on YouTube, there's something wrong. Something wrong with that.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with Ashley and Jouette. Best part is when he turned it into a quote unquote remix. Because he didn't know it after 16.
It's like, what? What?
Like, what the fuck? This dude's absolutely.
What the hell? Now you're going in the bathroom. What are you going to start rapping now, too?
Yeah, my name is Havoc. I'm Remix 27.
My name is Havoc. I'm from Danbury. My name is Havoc. I'm not going to lie. I'm from Danbury.
Yeah, and I apparently found him on YouTube before I had to take a piss.
Right now, I'm 27. Next year, I'll be... Wait, what?
Remix 28.
This guy must be a fan of German Shepherd.
Maybe he's related to German Shepherd.
There is that possibility.
Man, he apparently has a music video, too.
Oh, no.
Man, he's got a couple shit up on here.
Is he in his bathroom?
No. The fuck, man? Motherfucker's trying to diss fucking Bow Wow. What the hell?
The hell has Bow Wow got to do with anything?
I don't know, but he apparently tried to diss in Bow Wow.
What, this kid?
Yeah.
I don't see how that would work.
Man, I think Bow Wow would kill his ass. Oh, no, he's got fucking shit that's fucking about that's like 7 minutes long.
and I couldn't even handle. How long was that? Like a minute?
Like 2 minutes.
Hey, this is your boy, 50 Tyson, man. I'm back now. Know what I'm saying? But I got some good beats. I just made up the good rap shit I made up, though. But all right. Yeah. Man, so they say I walk like a ball player, talk like a ball player. True.
Oh, God, no.
Wanna be a ball player. Like my father, X like tender, X like brother. I love pressure. I should be a putter. I just like the caters when they say me worth it. I start living life because I'm in life. That's why I'm up in church.
Wow. But it's funny, man, because like, somebody left a comment saying if 50 Cent and Mike Tyson had a baby and it was dropped on the head, this would be it.
That's fucking true, man.
Let's see. Ernest Randall goes ugly as hell and weak as hell. Can't rep a shit. He's worse than Little B.
Ain't nobody listen to that dude either.
Brandon Hughes says, kill yourself. Then responds by saying, you couldn't kill yourself if you tried, you fucktard.
You kill yourself even if you tried. But see, that man, he's on fucking YouTube. Why is he well known? He still doesn't have anything better than what I posted.
Wait, here's funny. Apparently, he released a tweet saying that he tried to commit suicide and won't do it again because he almost killed himself.
Wow. That wasn't even funny. That's pretty fucking lame.
bud.
Just call me 50 Cent or Spider-Man. I'm still shopping at my Target. I got...
Just call me 50 Cent or Spider-Man. What the fuck?
Yeah, those go together kind of like Donald Duck and Sesame Street.
Man, the Sesame Street and Donald Duck goes together better.
I live life smart. This here costs a Bible. I live in an area. I'm in an era people of Bible. If the parents teach you, all kids learn it. It's not true, but not, or we'll still turn it. I saw, Mario, you got to go to college. You got to place where the earth gets spinning, my life. And I can take
what?
It, this is personal, I'm trying to live in my life, but it just ain't going to live. Because they always said I was so ugly when I was born. It's not about that, but it's about personality. Because they try to talk about me, but I got a real big. I'm trying to be a good person or a nice guy. But people are not trying to let me. People ain't going to try to be nice to me. But I'm trying big because I'm doing big in the Twin City. Because I live life, because I know China devil trying to knock my blast off, but I'm going to church. I'm trying to go more than a blast, but it ain't going to go on the beat. Everything you can see, but I'm 50 Tyson. But... Yep,
all right
then. But I got another one I
meant
out, though.
Then it's... Oh, God. No more.
So I'm still waiting for these dope beats that he has.
Well, apparently he did a track with someone named Nerdy Star.
Oh, God. Probably even worse than he is. Let's hear what that sounds like.
Welcome to Review. I'm Forrest...
New Guru. There we go.
I'm so icy.
Jesse Jackson, man, I'm 50 Tyson. From the north side, Minnesota. From the long, that's the world I'm from. Hold up down, you can dip. 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 Can get another sidekick. Dollars on the vine, they multiply. Add me to the game and subtract lanes from the finish line. I know math wins, but I know I'm not equal. Call me inequality, I'm better than other people. I'm feeling myself. I guess I'm a monster, better forget these haters. I keep on waiting, hit them hard. No hesitation. Yeah, truth is funny, I'm icy. All this is a TV. She wanna find me, he left her at the club. So me, I'm up in the whip. My nickname is Tommy, cause he knows that I'm the
So is that a girl?
What happened?
So is that a girl singing there?
Yeah.
Well, that girl straight up fucking killed him. mainly because all he does is say his fucking name.
Yeah, right? Just keep saying Icy 50.
Wow, man. Well, see, him on a beat is a lot better than him without no beat. Because then you don't have to really hear him. You just beats there.
But apparently, not going to somebody. They said that this is Curtis Jackson's retarded cousin. But what the fuck? Just wow. Apparently the dude's autistic. Well, that's the case, you shouldn't be rapping.
Yeah, really, like what the fuck, man?
Oh, what the fuck? Apparently 50 Tyson decided to diss fucking Mayweather.
Yeah, right. Oh my god.
Oh, man. Let's hear this.
Your daddy fucked your mama and fucked your sister. Then climbed in your bed playing with sisters.
Way to be on a 50 stem beat.
Okay, apparently fucking Mayweather fucking disses 50. It's 60 Mayweather disses 50 Tyson.
Wait, what?
I'm saying...
Apparently this dude's name is 60 Mayweather. He's dissing 50 Tyson.
Oh, so it's not 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather.
UDRadio.com. I mean, you live on the air. And what's your beef with 50 Tyson? What's up with 50 Tyson?
I was listening to
this dude
on the shit. That shit is bullshit. Man, you don't deserve it anymore.
So what's your outlook on shit? Like, what you think gonna happen after you come at him? Stuff like that.
Alright, well,
let's get into some bars and like we need to hear some shit from him.
Tell you like this little 50 little nigga, I'll put you in the box. How you leaking out your fucking mouth? If you ever try to touch this boy, I'ma run up in your fucking mouth. Hit you with 12 shots and your body leaking out your fucking tongue. Boy, I cut your tongue off.
Dude, you are not much better than the other dude.
You're gonna be leaking out your tongue.
rhyme either. Just because you put a little angry voice behind what you're saying doesn't make it better, nigga.
Oh, bud. Wow.
That's probably my favorite thing. When a shitty rapper, this is another shitty rapper.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Because when it's like two decent rappers dissing each other, then there's something, you know, something there. But, like, that is just comedy.
Yeah, right? Wait, what the fuck is this supposed to be? Looks like 50 Cent tried to do a track with fucking Gucci, Fabulous, and Jules.
What? So, like, he stole their song and then he just put himself on it? That's what you're saying?
Probably.
Like, she bouncing about on her tippy toes. She bouncing about on her tippy toes. She bouncing about on her tippy toes.
See, this is how I used to rap.
Yeah, I think they should just sue this motherfucker for, you know, taking their fucking track and throwing his retarded himself up on there.
I don't know why he would even do that.
Yeah, but, like, he just completely killed the entire fucking track. I mean, like, it's officially dead.
Like, does he really think he can compare to, like, people like that?
Apparently.
Yeah, well, he's sadly mistaken. So that goes back to the comment that dude left about him being well-known on YouTube. I don't know why. I do not know why he's well-known on YouTube.
Hey, go back to what you said. You can't count, you can't rap, you're rapping in a mirror. I don't see how you can make it big.
I don't see how you can't make it big, you know? He got everything down pat. That's what I need to do. I need to start rapping in a mirror or something. Because something got to happen.
Like, what the fuck?
I think the last time I filmed myself in a mirror was whenever I was just bored as shit over Super Birds. I was just filming myself in his bathroom mirror. Like it was like at one show, was that College Life or some shit?
I don't know, something like that.
Wasn't that the name of that show where they were always filming themselves in the mirror?
I don't remember the fuck it was.
Yeah, I was pretty much just making fun of that. That was the last time I did some shit like it.
Bad. That dude just needs to deal. Just go away.
Yeah, see, he's the reason why there's people like Psycho Cutter that thinks they can rap.
Yeah, pretty much. But the dude's absolutely horrible.
shit. I think we'll go with.
Turn me up a little bit louder, Rob. Because I want all the ass shakers to feel this shit. You know what I mean? Tech 9. Check it out. Yeah.
I'm looking for that little lady with a lot of buzz, so I can get you to my crib and throw that bottom up. I hope you got enough. We rock G-spots. Neighbors be complaining when I make your pussy beatbox. Yeah, I like how that sound. Front desk calling, telling us to hold it down. Nah, because we rolling off them Molly Pops. We revel in ghetto like wine, duh-duh-duh-dahs. What up? KCMOKCK, nigga. North Kansas City, throw pussy every day, nigga. This shit right here, nigga, is for the real fizzlers. Cash makers, ass shakers, stacking trill figures. We got a lot of it, Tech and Nina just gotta hit. Other niggas worship the coochie, but I'm the god of it. Yeah, I'm on some holler shit, even though Nina got a bitch. I love the way you wiggle it, wobble it, it's so marvelous. So hey, baby, tell me what you say. Tell that nigga that away and freak Monday through Saturday. The way you pop, it's an incredible scene. I'm trying to tell you, baby girl, I wanna get in between. That box, ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. I've been in the millennium, plenty of wild. That box got me hunting for every fox, and I need it lots. Got to give me it, getting off my rocks. Can I just get a taste of it? It makes me crazy, craving it all in my face, and I make sure I put my name in it. Dabbing like dabbing, you're thirsty for me to hurt you with this perch of bonus. Like the purpose is to go to work on this.
She won't let me go.
You better get up out of the bed if you're hollering.
I know you want me down.
You better get on top of the head if you be swallowing. Yeah,
so here we go. For your girl leaving ya, if you plan on keeping her, don't let the slip out the speaker. And I've been known for breaking up a happy home. Beat up that nappy dog, she will be. You think I'm wrong, but let me see that
box.
Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? My head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
In your boo shoes, without or a loose screws. Niggas in Baton Rouge, they might consider it boo. Doing whatever you use to symbolize it with cock. It ain't nothing better but cheddar that I like to pursue than dirt bomb.
It don't take a rocket scientist to know about this thing sitting right above her behind when she holding out. All bitches got it, some better than others. A couple bazillion wax them in others, they keep it covered. However, they wanna keep it, man. Honey, go get the stuff. I'm something young and delicious. I'm fishing for bitches loving. My dick is a bit of touching. They live believing them coming so serious. Cause I bang like William Hung. Bitches, they say my name like they be young. To the next, they treat her thing the same like they was one. Then I hit up the next bar, put my head up the next slot. I'm repetitive, it ain't nothing that's better than that bar.
I see your peel, got your fizz,
girl, you did.
Plus you bone, looking at me stone cold, like what is
like
it? I got a little deli, we can visit. So if you wanna left in the corner, hook it right after business. Fuck what your girlfriend say, I got dick on you. And if you want some phone play, I got a bitch on you. You know you love this rap, nigga, never get enough of my thing on the chest, finger in your blood. Too much for you, am I talking too slick? Moving too fast, you out of bounds.
Then we know that this
thing right here, boy, was so cold.
So cold.
Once you get it, you'll never forget it. Oh no,
oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about, baby? I'm talking about
that. It's Spider-Man, bitch. The one that they've been talking about. Yeah, I know you just walked in, but now you're walking out.
Walking out.
I got something better for you than a little drink.
Drink.
All you gotta do is show a player a little pink.
Pink.
Might buy you some earrings or a little mink.
Mink.
Nah, your man ain't no problem. He's just a little kink.
Kink.
Now bring your big ass over here on this little sink.
Sink.
Check the pussy was fine, but it had a little stink. Had to back up off her. Due to the smell, I think my dick got soft. She was banging her head out on the sheetrock. I was all in the pussy making it beatbox. That's how it sounds. Ass so fat I had to walk around. She was screaming yeah,
yeah,
and I was saying no,
no.
You done gave me the box, so bitch I gotta go.
Box. Ain't nothing better or wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
And we are back. Now that I've completely brainwashed my mind of that crappy ass 50 Tyson bitch.
Now after you played that 8-minute long track.
And people just think that nigga's good though. That's the funny thing.
Do we really need to have this conversation? I mean, it's the same equivalent to fucking Lil Wayne. He fucking sucks, but people listen to him. There's no explaining it.
That's true. It's damn true. Man, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is that?
Apparently, Halloween decided to do another fucking music video. But this time they're painted up as Kiss.
The fuck?
Yeah. That's funny. The song is called Next Best Kiss. But yet they're just as Kiss, and they got fucking Hershey's Kisses all over the fucking damn thing.
Well, it's obviously a play on what the word Kiss.
I don't know, just weird seeing Addy painted up. And wearing a black wig.
So how about after 4 emails to Hatchigear, I got a response.
What did they say?
All I had to tell them was that they have very poor customer service, and they answered me.
What did they say back?
Well, the whole thing, man, they pretty much made it like my order was not important.
No,
but they said that shipping usually takes up to 2 weeks or whatever. And it even says that on the website, which I call bullshit. And they said that it's only 2-day shipping once the thing is packaged and shipped out. And they said, seeing as how mine is just a poster and a CD, like it's nothing, that it'll probably shipped out early next week. Really? Oh, and I included in my email to them that people ordered from them also on the same day, but they received their orders days ago.
Oh, wow.
And they just told me that it could take up to 2 weeks to fulfill orders. Are you kidding me? So if it's not that important and it's only 2 little things, wouldn't you send that out, like, first?
Yeah, right?
That makes no fucking sense. Fuck you, Hatchigear. But at least I got him to answer. That's all that matters.
Yeah, all you had to do was tell him put him to the poor fucking customer service.
Yeah, and I included, you know, the fact that people got their orders before me. And I said that was ridiculous instead of unacceptable, because that's way overused when complaining about customer service.
Yeah, it really is.
But yeah, I don't even think they responded back with like the same email address.
Yeah, probably not.
It was like Jason@psychopathicrecords.com or something.
Wow. Well, at least my post is on its way.
Your what?
My poster.
Poster is it now?
The one of Yaya Han and Ricky.
It's on its way?
Yeah, it's just been shipped today.
From who?
From Riddles.
Yeah, man, she actually answered my question back the other day when I asked her if she had any sales going on. I'm not really quite sure how this is a sale, but she said, if you buy three, you get the fourth free.
Well, then go buy three. You get a fourth one free.
Not quite sure how that's a sale, though, man.
I don't know. That's a sale to her.
I don't know how that's a sale to anybody.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's the only sale that she got going on.
Oh, I should order me a fucking, let's see if I can find that fucking one poster I wanted or print I wanted. Of the chick with the fucking camel toe.
The chick with the camel toe. That could be anybody.
Yuno Gasai. Gassi?
Gassi? No wonder you like her.
Gasai.
But I'm just saying. You like her because she's gassy.
These are her men. Here, I'll show you a picture of her.
God damn you and your fucking sending me shit. I tag you in shit and you don't even care.
Wait, when did you tag me in something?
All the time. You never respond, ever.
I like it from time to time.
Sometimes.
All right, now where's your sexy ass at again? I know you're in here somewhere.
I'm right here.
No, not you, motherfucker. She's under here. There she is. Send. It's officially been sent to you.
So, what do you say we listen to some, Whitney
that
Payton?
Damn it, 50 Tyson. You're starting to forget your words again.
I'm not going to lie. I'm 50 Tyson.
Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. Wow, no. I go with Winnie Payton and Spice One. Boom, bye, yay.
No.
What the fuck you want? Whoop-de-whoop-whoop?
Yeah, nigga, damn. What the hell you doing playing that damn song?
I'm the one making you sweat. Who the fuck's Molly? I heard Polly want a cracker. Well, the world got me. No Xerox rapper, no copies. I ain't not cocky, but my flow top scotching on your whole posse. Oh, watch me like I'm Rolex fitting. Ha, my only friends on my earbuds. Get it? So much soft, you wanna glare from a distance. I stay on their mind like new era fitted. Woo! Just listen, like sit, I spit vicious. The chick whips on the cut like six stitches. I'm on a roll, my career is a biscuit, cause I'm bred with the best and I guess I'm delicious. You out of pocket like a lost wallet. If I ain't heard of you, I ain't scared of you, so bitch, stop talking. You got problems if you really wanna drop comments. I stop climbing cause I made it to the top, robin. I'm not hood, I don't rumble in back alleys, but I'll kick you in the shin, run away and laugh about it. Belly button of the industry, I stay outy, but I keep the place crowded, have a man that they doubt. I hear you jumping to me all wookie woo woo. This is what you sound like, wookie woo woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch, wookie woo woo. Cause all I'm making now is wookie woo woo. I hear you talking to me all wookie woo woo. This is what you sound like, wookie woo woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch, wookie woo woo. Cause all I'm making now is wookie woo woo. Huh? Wait, what? No, you gotta speak up. I can't hear you. When I walk into the bar, it is such a joke. Women looking at me like they wanna cut my throat. Cause I'm different and I don't own slutty clothes. So I pay them no mind like I'm fucking broke. I wanna know, how is everyone an expert? I'm not in school, but I'm always getting lectured or pestered. Gibberish until my head hurts, makes me wanna break stuff, kinda like Fred Durst. And honey boo boo, sounds like Gucci woo woo. Tell me why are we tuning into doo-doo? Rap shows, radio, and the news too. Heavy shady politicians, hi, screw you. I ain't cool with buying into bullshit. Lying to us, getting all these lucky fools rich. Treating power like Rihanna, you abused it. Chill out with that whoop-de-whoop, or I'ma lose it. I hear you talking to me all whoop-de-whoop-woo. This is what you sound like, whoop-de-whoop-woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch, whoop-de-whoop-woo. Cause all I'm making now is whoop-de-whoop-woo. I hear you talking to me all whoop-de-whoop-woo. This is what you sound like, whoop-de-whoop-woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch, whoop-de-whoop-woo. Cause all I'm making now is whoop-de-whoop-woo. Wait, come again? What? No, really. No, really, what? I don't know what you're saying. Yelling at me, yes, in one ear and out the other. Reality shows go, in one ear and out the other. Hating ass chump, in one ear and out the other. What'd you say, 5-0? In one ear and out the other. My teacher used to scold me, in one ear and out the other. In my face real close, in one ear and out the other. When my doctor's talking, in one ear and out the other. Yo, you need to chill though, in one ear and out the other. Woofy woof woof. Woofy woof woof. Woofy woof woof. Woofy woof woof. I hear you talking to me all, woofy woof woof. This is what you sound like, woofy woof. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch, whoopie woop woo. Cause all I'm making now is whoopie woop woo. I hear you talking to me all whoopie woop woo. This is what you sound like, whoopie woop woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch, whoopie woop woo. Cause all I'm making now is whoopie woop woo.
Yeah, she's definitely in her 20s.
Yeah, better be. You sick bastard.
Well, man, tell me she don't look hot.
Yeah, she does, but looks rather young as well.
That's probably cock plus.
I don't think it's that.
See, she's a world cosplay .net. She's a cosplayer in Australia. Other than that, yeah, but I do believe she's in her 20s. Let's see here what should we play next. You know what? We should go to a track that I think even Gilgi would be very, very familiar with. If you watched Viva La Bam, you will notice that you will know this song.
Watch how we do with a drunken sailor. Watch how we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Hey, hold up, she rises. Hey, hold up, she rises. Hey, hold up, she rises early in the morning. Watch how we do with a drunken sailor. Watch how we do with a drunken sailor. Watch how we do. In the morning. Watch over there with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Shave his balls with a rusty razor. Shave his balls with a rusty razor. Shave his balls with a rusty razor.
Pre-order for the past few months now. Say, what the fuck? Don't just take them off pre-order so that way I can buy them. I got this one chick that's got a fucking lollipop chainsaw fucking cosplay.
Dude, there's like a million that do that.
Yeah, I know.
Who are you talking about, though?
The chick Amy.
Yeah, that doesn't really help. I don't know. I've only seen one lollipop chainsaw thing that I liked, and that was Jessica Negri.
Yeah, of course he would. Herschel won't be back up until whatever the fuck he comes back from, where the fuck he's going.
No, but I'm just saying, if we're talking about Lollipop Chainsaw, I've seen several of them. Now, Liz Katz is working on doing one. Now, that's probably going to be pretty hard.
Yeah. She needs to get her damn store open, though.
But she's talking about Cammy cosplays and shit, man. She should definitely do that one.
And she should do some fucking pics naked. Without the fucking sheet.
I'm sure she does have some nude photos that are not for selling.
Well, that's still fun.
Or seeing.
Again, that's no fun.
Well, most we saw was her and a thong, pretty much. That's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she's got one of her, but, you know, you can't really see her. Because she's got that
I thought it was funny that one comment that a dude made on your underwear you sent Jessica Negri, man, talking about, if I had boobs this big, too, or whatever, man, I'd get all this stuff and more. Or more.
Yeah, I saw that one. Like, what the fuck?
Like, really? Did you just say that?
But yeah, she seems very excited about the Poly World undies.
People were questioning it. Is it Poly Wrath?
No, it's definitely Poly World.
But yeah, I was just waiting for all the sexual jokes to come from that.
Yep. And it definitely came in.
Yeah. Somebody talking about how they want a matching pair? Like, what the fuck? It was a guy.
What the fuck?
I swear it was a guy that said that. So, I wonder if they even fit.
Well, we'll find out.
Since you know, she's not doing videos, so she had to take a bunch of photos of the shit that she got. And because she's sick.
Yeah. Get better soon. Because we want to see one of those.
It's kind of hard to get better when, you know, you're out leaving the country and going places and shit.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Yeah, one dude said, let's see what the fuck he said. I'd like to catch that Poly World.
My favorite thing is how people were talking how creepy it is to get underwear from strangers. Okay, people say that's creepy, but she gets excited when people send her, like, food and candy in the mail and she eats it. Like, that could be filled with, like, anything.
Yeah, right?
And so a brand new pair of underwear is, you know, fine. That's where it probably took a couple weeks to send you some candy.
Yeah, that's true.
But nobody thinks about that.
They see panties. They're like, creeper, creeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just because of the fact, you know, like, how people keep getting, they're like, you better wear those in one of those, you know, this made no sense. You better wear those in one of your videos.
see. People want to see.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah, here you go, Mr. Christopher Allen. If my tits were that big, I'd probably get just as much shit, if not more.
Yeah, see.
Water Pokemon on undies. Say you're a squirter. Oh, man, but hey, it's all worth it. Let's just hope they fit.
Yeah. I was scrolling through the news feed. I saw a whole bunch of Pokemon shit. I was like, I wonder if the panties are up here.
Yeah, and sure enough, they are.
Yeah, and then boom, there they were. I was like, ah.
Oh, man. Trying to see if she got the... Well, if she did get the fucking the other ones, you know, the fucking Legend of Zelda ones, then maybe we'll see whenever she comes back.
The Legend of Zelda what?
Figures that I got her off of her wish list. The wish list. Jessica Negri has nothing on her wish list. No, wait,
That fucking person bought it all.
Wait, no, I'm wrong. She's got some new stuff up on there. Mordor nude Japanese anime Kill La Kill phone case. Child Mo Pawa, the lottery super is best. Japanese import.
It's okay then.
Let's see if we can find some more supersonic codes for her. Do we know that's what she likes? You know, she's got like a shitload of fucking supersonic cords of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna get that fucking paper that chick, but you know, that's still on pre-order, so that's how they fucked up.
Yeah, see, this damn picture I was tagged in, man, these people only know about this this park because of gay-ass Mac Miller. But thing is, me and these people, man, we used to go to that park every fucking day in high school. But these people only know about it because of Mac Miller, because he tried to make the park famous for some reason, since he's from our school in the, you know, same area and shit. But fuck him, man. We were there for a show.
I didn't even see that picture, but oh well.
It's because you don't know what Frick Park is, man.
Of course not.
Yeah. Just one time we found a Fisher-Price chair, and then we were riding it down the fucking slide up at that park.
What the fuck?
Because they got this big-ass blue slide that's at the park.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we used to have people do backflips all the time on the fucking swings and whatnot, just bullshitting.
Man, maybe I'll get this fucking Irish Pride Knuckles t-shirt.
Man, you already got those. Free of charge. Free shipping.
There you go, an Irish flag. Kind of burp, but it won't come out.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Man, flags are really cheap, ain't they?
Did you say fags are really cheap?
I said flags. Where the fuck did you hear fags are really cheap?
I guess flags are pretty cheap.
Well, I'm up on Amazon and got some Irish flags for fucking $14. No, nothing. $4. 12 cents.
Well, they're definitely no Tech 9 or RCP flags.
No. Yeah, no.
They're like, what are they, like $100 or some shit?
Something around there. Here for Irish Pride. Piss. Let me see the track.
Wonderful.
Whether drawn in flower on flat ground or traced in the air, the sign of the crossroads is always the juncture where communication between worlds is established. Where the traffic of energies and forces between them is set up.
On a book, handwritten. Only one in the whole damn minute. Black leather bindings, ancient. All them other replicas ain't shit. It smells of death with a hint of garlic. I dropped it once, it bloodstained the carpet. It talks to me as I turn the pages. Everyone that owned it died, I'm courageous. Taught me how to bend a spoon with my mind. And now I can twist the head off a spine. I throw knives that don't really exist. Yeah, they split a body up into kibbles and bits. I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. Boom! This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. Boom! This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. I'm powerful now, I'll be the same in death. Spirits have passed through my icy breath. Talk about wicked shit, I'm neck deep in it. The book taught me well and I can use it any minute. I might play games, massage your brains. Before you jest, a pile of remains. Take your soul into dementia and leave it there. The worst place you can be, I feed off your fear. I jump through portals anytime I please. I keep jars full of eyes, they draw flies and bees. While I get alone, rattling bones, banging my skin drum. We're not alone, I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. Boom. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. Boom. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling.
I'll throw a hat. I'll throw a hat. I'll throw a hat. I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
I'll throw a hat.
and we're back. I don't think I'm going to buy me some fucking Zippos.
Didn't you just buy one?
Man, I bought a Bic. They don't have Zippos on fucking Hatchet Gear anymore.
I didn't realize that they'll add lighters on Hatchet Gear.
Yeah, only Bic still, like I said.
How much you pay for that lighter?
I think that's $3.
When you can buy it for like 79 cents at your local gas station.
Yeah, and put, buy a fucking Hatchet Man sticker and just fucking put it up on there.
Or you could have bought it off them random people that rip off ICP all the time making those lighters.
Yeah, I could have done that too.
For cheaper.
Yeah, right. Let's see. There we go, Hatchet Gear.
Man,
yeah, no.
I'm guessing that her mom or whatever thought I was her talking.
Oh, fuck.
For the fact that it says, she asked which sister or whatever. And then she said, yes, surely she will have some cereal. And then she said, I'm at work, not under a bridge. She said, thank God. What the hell? How do you screw that up?
I don't know.
Oh,
wow.
I guess they don't read names that leave comments.
Apparently not. There we go, fucking letter with the come with the fucking two Flint cards. And one Wick card. $30.55 plus free shipping. What the fuck is coming out of? Yeah, that doesn't tell me if it's out of fucking the US or not, motherfuckers. Let me see. Zippo lighter fluid. You gotta buy some of this shit down and fucking have to get local gas station for cheap. Yeah, maybe I'll go there first and see if I can find this shit cheaper.
Hey, look at that. Matthew Maxwell is not my friend on Facebook.
Well, damn.
I wonder how that happened.
Probably because of the fact it's a whole new fucking profile. Oh, man, I don't remember the password for the other one, so, yeah.
Son of a bitch, I just signed it in the same fucking profile. I was wondering why I was seeing the same people on there that are on this profile, but not the other one.
Bud.
with the fact that George Lopez got arrested.
What the fuck?
Yeah, arrested for public intoxication.
Del Loco. Public intoxication.
In Canada.
Canada?
Yeah. Comedian George Lopez arrested for public intoxication. Comedian was reportedly arrested on Thursday evening, February 27th, at the Caesars Wonder Casino in Canada.
Man, this damn chick you sent me, man, looked like a fucking action figure or something. Which reminds me, I never did see the other ending of this game.
Well, don't you have the game?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go.
But I'm playing Dead Rising 2 now. And apparently, playing that game, it has 7 different endings.
Oh, fuck.
Like, why do you want to play this game 7 fucking times?
Yeah, right? Maybe go back. You know where my flag is coming from. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Come out of New York. Fly me here quicker. And we'll go with my Zippo online. And it's all free shipping, so.
So.
Why not go for it all?
I don't know. Why?
I gotta figure out where this fucking discount watch store is from. Discount watch store, found you online. Yes, about you. I don't know what, if you're from the U.S., if you're from Canada.
Canada?
Oh, shit. Yes, Canada.
I see.
Okay, they're in Connecticut. So we go with it. So again, the flag coming from New York and my Zippo coming from Connecticut. So one of which will be here first.
And all of them will be there before my hatchet.
Probably.
No probably about it. A definite.
Let's see. God damn it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Man, I found the fucking lighter I'm getting for cheaper on the fucking website for this damn place. Like, are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah.
I spent $30 on Amazon for this shit.
Man, what's up with bitches and pictures with snakes, yo?
I don't know. Ask Rabbit.
She even still have her snake, man. I don't ever see no pictures with it.
I don't know. Maybe she ate it.
It probably got lost again.
Lost or will never be found again.
Man, you lose a snake in your house, man. Fucking better watch out.
Yeah, you're fucked. Now I ordered my flag. And I'm going to order one more flag.
The hell do you need flags for?
One's an Irish flag, and I'm going to go with the Italian flag.
Ooh.
And I'll go with a French flag, too.
because I don't want to Mexican flag.
Who said a Mexican flag?
He said all the flags.
I didn't necessarily mean Mexico. Okay, Del Rio, relax.
You know, I would love to go up on fucking Raw or SmackDown one day, just sit with fucking King, Cole, and JBL. And the minute JBL says Del Rio is the greatest export from Mexico, I'll just plan something to tell him no. Selena Gomez is the best export, is the greatest export from Mexico.
She's from Mexico?
Well, she's Mexican.
Here's this page right here. It says hot actresses, and it has a picture of Kelly Kelly.
Hell yeah!
I didn't realize she was really much of an actress.
Well, yeah, she's fucking of Mexican descent, but she's not from Mexico. She's from Texas.
Yeah. You would be wrong, Michael Cole.
Okay, well, she's part Mexican, part Italian. So, yeah. But either way, she's the greatest export from Mexico. Not Del Rio.
Del Rio is not the greatest anything.
This is true. Even though she can't hear us, we'd like to wish Becky G a happy early birthday.
Yeah, and stop doing songs with Pitbull.
That too.
Speaking of which, do you have that EP?
Becky G?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know if I have the one with Pitbull on it, though.
Came out last year.
Let's see what I got here. Music. Becky G. Yep.
So how old is that girl now?
She'll be 17 on Sunday.
Not even 18 yet.
Nope. Still got a year.
But you say you have that EP, though.
Yes.
Is that the only thing you have by her?
Got that. I've got the track that she did with Austin Mahone, Jesse J. I got her other EP that she has up on That Piff. Let's see, I got Problem Monster featuring Will I Am.
Oh,
Becky from the Club.
No.
Turn the Music Up, Lighters, Die Young, Kesha Remix. So, nah, I've got a lot of stuff from Becky G up on my computer.
So, is that EP any good?
Yeah. Also for the fucking part, the one with Pitbull.
Send me that EP then.
I can do that.
It's only 5 songs.
Add files.
Because I saw that page of Becky G was, said this EP or whatever. And I clicked on it, and then it said July, whatever, 2013. I was like, the fuck? I thought it was something new.
Yeah, no.
What the hell was that?
The hell was what?
Was there like a little fat midget dumping like hot wax on somebody's ass or some shit?
What the fuck? Man, how about the fact that Dean Ambrose isn't always fucking animals? thinking he did as Roman Reigns.
Dean Ambrose don't know where he's at half the time.
Well, because of the fact he called fucking Eric Rowan's fucking mask a camel mask.
Called him what?
He said that fucking the mask that Eric Rowan wears is a camel mask.
Camel mask? It's not a camel.
And then fucking Roman Reigns tried to curse him saying, no, it's not a camel, it's a llama.
A llama? No.
And then Seth Rollins cracking the bolt saying it was a lamb mask.
See, at least Seth Rollins know. See, that just proves that he's the smartest one out of Hackers.
Yeah, right? But yeah, you're definitely right about Ambrose not knowing where the fuck he is at the time.
Like, he couldn't even find his way back to the match at the pay-per-view.
Dumb bastard.
So what's going to happen this time when they face each other on Raw? The Shield's going to win this time.
Yeah. Maybe Eric Rowan and Luke Harper will get lost this time.
Yeah, one of them are going to get lost now.
There. All five tracks have been sent. Along with the cover. Along with the cover.
Cover of what?
Of the EP.
Oh, the cover. I thought you meant a cover song.
No. Guys, but I do got plenty of those up on here about her. I'll blow my computer anyways.
But if you listen, after listening to her or whatever you always playing her here and shit and watching videos and then going back and listening to that O song after you told me that she wrote it, you could definitely tell that she fucking wrote that song. The way that she repeats words.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sarah Lloyd even admits to the fact that she wrote that track.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you didn't know that, you could definitely tell that after you found out.
Yeah, right?
By the way she raps and then the way that song went.
Hell yeah. But it's funny how they put it on Wikipedia. Oh, it's a song by British singer and performer Sarah Lloyd. No, motherfucker. It's sung by her. Well, it's performed by her. But it's not by her. Dumbass.
But Sarah Lloyd's hot. She could sing. She could rap. So fuck it.
Yeah, right. I mean, I would definitely love to see it. And I hear like a whole different fucking, style of the fucking track, you know, like where it's like Becky G doing it on her own, though, you know what I mean?
On her own? She don't do her own music?
Well, no, like, I meant the fact that, like, oh, so that, because, like, written by her, but it was brought to Sarah Lloyd by Dr. Luke. So Dr. Luke ended up having her, and had Sarah Lloyd do it for some fucking reason.
So you're saying you want to hear Becky G just do that song?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it is Becky G's track. So technically, you know, she still has the right to do it herself if she wanted to.
Well, I really don't think she wants to. Or maybe they paid her very well.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, it'd be interesting, you know, to hear how Becky G would do it, like, on her own, though, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know how that would sound.
I I mean, fucking Becky G can sing and rap at the same time, so shit. I mean, you know, she's definitely a fucking package right there.
Well, yeah, that's why she's blowing up right now.
Well, yeah. All I'm saying is Becky G, and I hope you hear me. If you ever do a track with Lil Wayne, you're dead to us.
Damn, man.
You'll be definitely dead to me, because there ain't no way in hell I'm listening to you and Lil Wayne on track together.
Man, she's already halfway dead by doing a song with Will I Am.
Yeah, dead Pitbull.
And Pitbull, yeah.
Well, apparently, yeah, fuck. Well, apparently, this one chick, Jasmine V, did a track with her.
Whoever the hell that is.
Well, apparently, this bitch also did a track with fucking Lil Twist, Sierra, and Tyga. Yeah.
That Lil Twist dude. That dude thinks he's so hard.
Okay, no, never mind. She didn't do a track with her. She appeared on the cover of Latino magazine. But those have been sent your way. I'm going to finish the cigarette and pass off for work. Because holy shit, I'm tired.
Sorry, goodbye.
Peace.